Hey guys, a very good evening to all my crypto believers. So have you all been curious about what's happening in the market? Don't you worry, the CoinOne's got you covered. Okay, so before starting with the updates, let's quickly quote today's headlines. Former crypto CEO suspected of hacking $11 billion Ethereum DAO. Crypto.com and Mobilium Technologies form a strategic partnership provide crypto liquidity services. Treasure DAO engineer alleged to have past involvement in questionable NFT projects. Binance CEO plans first talk for future talks at the Museum of the Future. So let's start with our refresh feed. Firstly, a journalist has accused the former crypto CEO responsible for hacking the Ethereum DAO. The CEO, Hornish, has denied the allegations. Let's have a look at some details which revolve around. Today, Forbes has released a report sharing details about the suspected hacker of the 2016 DAO hack. The co-founder and CEO of crypto debit card company 10x, Toby Hornish, a 36-year-old programmer, has been accused of making the largest cryptocurrency hacks ever. Journalist Laura Shin has brought this blame on Hornish. The former, along with blockchain analytics firm Chainalysis, conducted an investigation and traced the movement of the stolen funds. However, the accused has denied the allegations and said, "Statement and conclusion are factually inaccurate." Shin thinks that the hacker took the Ethereum for Bitcoin and later sent the Bitcoin to a Wasabi wallet, which is used to confuse Bitcoin transactions, and the process is called mixing. Chainalysis could successfully demix the muddled transactions and trace them to four different trades. Therefore, Shin suggests that someone swapped the Bitcoin for the privacy coin Grin, which was later removed to a non-custodial Grin hub called grin.toby.ai. Interestingly, the name toby.ai has been used by Hornish on several online media accounts and was also among one of his email addresses. Shin further added that the IP address facilitating the node has also hosted another node named 10x, which is the name of Honish's company. Shin said she suspected that Hornish knew about the DAO's code and published blogs on possible hacks. So jumping on to our next segment, Crypto.com and Mobilium Technologies Inc. have inked a strategic service partnership. To give better services to Crypto.com consumers, the former business will incorporate Mobilium's algorithms to provide token liquidity services. Let's have a look at what's getting cooked. Mobilium Technologies Inc., a regulated financial institution situated in Vancouver, is the first solution supplier of fiat to DEX tokens, rails to allow traditional financial payment methods to access the cryptocurrency market, including Visa and MasterCard. Crypto.com, a Singapore-based digital cryptocurrency exchange founded in 2018, has grown significantly in the last year, employing over 1,500 people. It new employs more than 2,500 people, and the Crypto.com user base has increased fivefold to more than 10 million, with a global reach of more than 90 countries. The formation of the strategic collaboration, according to Mobilium CEO Washizes Kazeki, is a significant milestone, adding that we are looking forward to a long-term cooperation with Crypto.com and will use our unique algorithmic trading technology to give liquidity to the Crypto.com platform as well as additional tokens customers desiring to list on their platform, says the company. So moving ahead with our next coverage, the inquiry by Twitter sleuth Zach XBT raises more issues in the blockchain world about how relevant prior experiences are in current positions. Well, let's have a look. Zach XBT, a DeFi investigator, posted a lengthy thread on Twitter on Wednesday concerning Treasure DAO's front-end engineer Just Cheese, or JC, and his suspected participation in various NFT token projects. Treasure DAO is a decentralized NFT ecosystem on Arbitrum that is created exclusively for metaverse initiatives, according to its white paper. For transactions, listed projects use the ecosystem's native token Magic, which is governed by Treasure DAO. According to Zach XBT, the tale began last November when JC posted his wallet address on the Treasure DAO Discord. The DeFi investigator then claimed to have connected a critical series of inflows totaling 134.66 Ether into JC's wallet to various NFT token projects, including but not limited to Mutant Cats, Zombie Toads, and Utah YYYYY, all of which, according to Zach XBT, remained silent after launch. The project team provided the following explanation in an official announcement on the Treasure DAO Discord. "From what we understand, while hacking into Web3, Cheese did some contract UIFE work for a few projects developed by these nefarious actors. However, they abandoned the projects long after he'd already delivered and been paid for his work. The DAO is unable to comment on the work specifics because it took place outside of Treasure." The crew continued saying, "We can remark on his efforts while at Treasure, which have been excellent, contributing to all of Treasure DAO's UIFE sites and products to date." Moreover, Binance CEO has been in the news headlines lately. Changpeng Zhao, the CEO of Binance, will give a talk at the Future Talks event. The Museum of the Future in Dubai is hosting the series, which will include discussions on the future of developing blockchain themes, including augmented reality, the metaverse, cryptocurrencies, and NFTs. Let's have a deeper dive into this one. Changpeng Zhao is set to talk at 15 UTC on February 24. His talk will be about the future of cryptocurrencies and the possibilities of NFTs. The event was publicized on Twitter on February 23. The Museum of the Future tweeted, Changpeng Zhao, founder and CEO of Binance, the world's largest Bitcoin and altcoin crypto exchange, is coming to hashtag Museum of the Future on February 24 for the first session of a series of lectures. According to its website, the Museum of the Future brings together renowned industry leaders who can impact the future. When it comes to cryptocurrency, CZ Binance stands out as the industry's leading voice. The Binance CEO is always working to raise blockchain awareness and crypto acceptance through numerous initiatives. So that's all for today's video. To read more about all the news covered today, visit blog.coincodecap.com. To get free crypto signals and trading analysis, join our Telegram channel. And to do so, just search CoinCodeCap Classic on Telegram. I repeat, CoinCodeCap Classic. Also, this is a video show, so to enjoy better, subscribe to our YouTube channel. To do so, just search CoinMonks on YouTube.